Presidential candidate Joe Biden hosted his first virtual rally last night, billing it as being from Tampa. As WUSF's Steve Newborn reports, this campaigning in the age of coronavirus could use some tweaking.
Welcome to the Biden for President virtual rally in Tampa, Florida. Thank you for joining.
That introduction came 15 minutes after the scheduled start, and it was the least glitchy part of the rally. Like an in-person campaign event, there was a student leading the Pledge of Allegiance. And a DJ blasting tunes as a slick campaign slideshow played for several minutes. But the student and other speakers, like Tampa State Senator Janet Cruz and Congresswoman Kathy Castor of Tampa, didn't know it was their turn to speak from their homes, where the audio and video links didn't sync. Congressman and former Governor Charlie Crist took to the virtual stage, reminding several thousand people watching that Florida has been pivotal in past presidential races.
So it's this simple. You win Florida, you become president of the United States of America.
But his speech was glitchy too, losing its video feed on multiple social media platforms for nearly 7 minutes. 38 minutes into the event, the presumptive Democratic nominee finally appeared on a sunlit porch outside his home in Delaware. His video was spotty, and Biden also missed his cue.
Introduce me. Am I on? Hey, good evening, Tampa. Thanks so much for tuning in. I wish we could have done this together and it gone a little more smoothly.
Biden spoke for 11 minutes fighting technology and loud birds. He attacked President Donald Trump for his response to the coronavirus pandemic and Florida's Republican leaders for the state's beleaguered unemployment system. There was one thing Biden didn't mention, when he might be in Florida again, virtually or otherwise. For I4 Votes, I'm Steve Newborn in Tampa.